Hello, shareholders and investors. Welcome to Banco Bradesco's first quarter 2021 results podcast with Leandro Miranda, Executive Director and Investor Relations Officer.
Greetings, everyone. Thank you for listening to our podcast on the results for the first quarter of 2021. I hope you are well and healthy. We started 2021 with a good result. The second wave of the pandemic had no significant impact on the business dynamics, except for a natural slowdown in some lines of credit that we hope to resume with the opening of the economy in May. Recurring net income was 6.5 billion reais, a significant increase of more than 70% compared to a year ago. The operating result was 9.7 billion reais, and the 12-month efficiency ratio was 45.3%, both reaching the best levels in our historical series. The quarter's ROE was 18.7%. The expanded loan portfolio continued to evolve with a 2.6% growth compared to the previous quarter. Annual growth was 7.6%, a comparison that is hampered by the strong growth in the working capital lines of large companies at the beginning of the pandemic. We had a strong expansion in lower risk lines for individuals, such as real estate, which grew 38.1%, and payroll, which grew 11.5% in the last 12 months. Client NII grew 2% in relation to the first quarter of last year, driven by the growth in volume, is still in lower risk lines. We believe that, as of mid-May or June, with the expansion of the economy, we'll have a stronger origination in SMEs, as well as the resumption of revolving lines, which will favor an increase of our NIM. Market NII had a good performance with 2.3 billion reais, a number 53.3% higher than the one in the previous year, and had a natural drop in relation to the previous quarter due to the very strong performance in the fourth quarter. For 2021, our expectation is that the market NII will be lower than it was in 2020, but at the same levels of 2019. Fees fell in the annual comparison, mainly due to the base of comparison effects, because the first quarter of 2020 still did not fully reflect the impact of the pandemic. For the same reason, and also due to the expansion of the economy, we expect an improvement in performance in the coming quarters. The extended portfolio fell from 48 billion reais in the previous quarter to 44.1 billion reais in this quarter. And of this amount, only 2.9 billion reais was still in a grace period, figures that show that good health of this portfolio, with customers regularly amortizing their balances. The renegotiated portfolio was stable in relation to the previous quarter, with a balance of 29.4 billion reais as we gradually return to the usual renegotiation conditions practiced before the pandemic. The delinquency rate rose from 2.2% in the previous quarter to 2.5% in this quarter, as expected. The growth comes mainly from renegotiated portfolio transactions, which already had a good level of provision, and also due to the beginning of the year seasonality. Expanded provision for loan losses decreased to 3.9 billion reais, consistent with our expectations for the year. In this quarter, we constituted an additional 1 billion reais of complementary provision, reinforcing our provision stock as we anticipated the deterioration of ratings. Coverage ratios over 90 days and including renegotiated portfolio remain at very comfortable levels. Our performance in costs remains a highlight. We had a 4.7% drop in the annual comparison, reflecting the adjustments we made last year. The income from insurance grew by 7% in the annual comparison, This growth is mainly due to the higher financial result and increased sales, which more than offset the increase in the loss ratio. In closing, I would like to briefly address our performance in relation to the guidance. In costs and insurance, we are at the top or even better than the guidance. In annualized terms, the expanded provision for loan losses is in the middle of the guidance. The client NII is at the bottom of the guidance. We are below the guidance in expanded loan portfolio in fees, but we believe that the lines will converge within the guidance ranges in the coming quarters, as we expect the economy to expand. You can find more details and other information in our IR website. If you have any questions, our IR team is available. Thank you very much for your attention.